Okay, today's daf is Rosh Hashanah, daf Gimel. Second daf here in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, and our Gemara is trying to figure out what exactly is the Rosh Hashanah for Malachim. That's the first of the Rosh Hashanim. And the Gemara goes into different possibilities based on Psukim. Maybe it's this one, maybe it's that one. And the Gemara quotes a Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, Vayachal Livnos Bachodesh Hasheni Bisheni, Bishnas Arba L'Malchuso. And the Gemara wonders, what is that second word, Basheni, referring to? Bachodesh Hasheni is the second month. And then it says, Basheni, another second. So what is that referring to? So the Gemara says, maybe it's referring to the second month again. Maybe it's referring to the second of the month. But it already says that. And then the Gemara suggests, Ve'ema Basheni B'Shabbos. Maybe it's referring to the day of the week. Maybe it's referring to Monday. Sheni is Sheni B'Shabbos. The Gemara says, that can't be. You never have days of the week in the Torah. Chada de lo ashkechan sheni b'shabes. You never find dechiv. You never find it written in the Torah. Discusses days of the month, months of the year, years of a certain king, years from something, but it doesn't discuss days of the week, and therefore it can't be that that's suggested in Divrei Hayamim. Good. So we're going to talk a little bit today. We're going to use this as a springboard to talk a little bit about days of the week, days of the month, days of the year, in terms of not using secular calendars. Again, a big topic. We're just going to touch on a couple of items. Again, as all of these shiurim, we should always realize that these are not meant to be exhaustive discussions that, you know, to cover everything. It's to whet our appetite and to pique our curiosity a little bit. But obviously, there's a lot more from every topic that we discuss. So Tosfos, first of all, says, but one second. Tosfos, first we'll talk about days of the week, and then we'll talk about the secular year, and then we'll talk about secular months. So first of all, Tosfos wonders, days of the week are not in the Torah? How about in Bereishis Perek Aleph? That looks like days of the week. Tosfos asks, "Dibur Maskel Sheni, Vadech Divayi Boker, Vayevri Voker Yom Sheni." What do you mean it doesn't say Sheni in the Torah? It says Sheni in the first Perek of Bereishis. You don't have to look so far. So what is the Gemara talking about? So Tosfos says, "Mefarish B'Yerushalmi, Ein Lamedim Ibr Yasa Shalolam." You can't learn from the creation of the world. That's not mentioning of day of the week. What does that mean? So now the Rishonim try to discuss, what does that mean? Klomar, Tosfos says, Klomar always means, this is what it means, that you might have thought otherwise. Klomar, Delav HaShabbos Koi Ela Shehaya Yom Sheni L'Bri Yasa Shalolam. That Yom Sheni doesn't mean Monday in that context. Yom Sheni means second day of creation. It happens to be Monday. But Yom Sheni there, the days that we have in Bereishis Perek Aleph are not meant to be what day of the week was this created. We could say that based on looking back. But really, when it took place, it wasn't meant to be a day of the week. They didn't even know. Hashem knew. But the description was not meant to be a day of the week, but it was just meant to be days of creation. The Rashba, all that we showed and discussed this here. The Rashba here says, same question. Why perish? Shalomana sham sheni l'shabbos ela sheni la'olam. It was not telling me the second day of the week. It was telling me the second day of the world, the second day of existence. Inami lahashmia mashenivra b'yom sheni lahavdilo mimaisa yom shlishi. Or it's just telling me what was created on that day. That's the emphasis, to separate that this was separate from what was created on the third day, on the fourth day. Maybe that's what it means. It's not telling me, you know, what day of the, within the days of creation, what was created on each day. But again, not focused on the week. So again, either it means, the Rashba says there means these are the days of the world. What day of the world is it? Now it's right, billion, trillion, what day of the world? It just so happened to be that also turned out to be the second day of the week. So what day of the world, or what was created on each day? The Ritva also adds that, well, there was no other way to identify, because there was no month and there was no year yet. So maybe once we have, what is the Gemara talking about? Once you have months and years and other ways of identity, so then identification, then we don't say days of the week. But here, there was another way to say it. There was another way to say it, says the Ritva. And therefore, Hasam akati lo havi lo matzi lo meimar lo chodesh lo Shabbos. Votzach lomar sheni shel Shabbos rishona. Fine. That is the Ritva. The Sfas Emes adds, it says that the month fell on Friday, doesn't it? another time that a day of the week is used in the Torah. Doesn't it say that the month fell on Yom Shishi? Right? So it does mention day of the week. So again, it might be Ein Breira. What, how else are you supposed to describe when the month fell? Right? A double portion fell on the 16th day of, no, it wanted to emphasize that it was Erev Shabbos. So there was no other way of identity, so maybe that's what it's referring to. He also tries to say, maybe the Gemara is only saying you never find Monday. Maybe you'll find Friday in the Torah, but you never find Monday. Okay, but the Sfasemis has that discussion. Okay, so that's in terms of our Gemara. But then the Ritva adds, so why aren't days of the week mentioned in the Torah? Why don't we have days? V'ha delo ashkechan b'lashon akasiv shemos liyamei ha-shavua k'mo l'shar ha-lashonos. Why aren't there days, why aren't names given to the days of the week? Asked the Ritva. Why no names of days given in the Torah? V'ha delo ashkechan b'lashon akasiv shemos liyamei ha-shavua k'mo l'shar ha-lashonos. All other languages have names. Mefurish b'medrash, he quotes the Medrash, which his grand Rebbe the Ramban also quotes. He really probably made this one famous, but we'll quote it from the Ritva, because it's right here on today's daf. You know why we don't focus on days of the week? Because our whole week is focused on Shabbos. So by not giving separate names to the days of the week, so that's how we're able to always say 2 days till Shabbos, 4 days till Shabbos, right? The Arizal's minhag of saying the Yom every day, right? Based on the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah doesn't tell us to say the Yom. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah just describes the song that was sung by the Levim every day in the Beis Hamikdash. The Arizal later on suggested that we say that every day at the end of our davening and introduce it with Hayom Yom Sheni B'Shabbos, Hayom Yom Shlishi B'Shabbos. We don't have separate names of the days of the week because we're always focused on Shabbos. V'chinamru b'mechilta. It's also a mechilta. Zacharis Yom HaShabbos. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, lo teheimone kederach she'achirimonim, ela teheimone l'shem Shabbos. Just focus and dive into Shabbos, right? And not daven, just mention, and therefore there are no separate days. We don't call it Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, because we want to, Daf could call it Yom Rishon, Sheni, Yom Shlishi, so that Shabbos is always on our mind. And again, I mentioned he gets this from his Grand Rebbe, the Ramban, in Parshas Yisro, V'yalderech HaPshat Amro, on the Pasuk of Zachar, Yom Shabbos Lakacho, the Ramban says, She mitzvah lat shenazkir tamid, nizkar tamid, v'chol yom es HaShabbos, shalonish kacheyu, v'lonish chalif lono b'shar yamim. Part of the mitzvah of remembering Shabbos is remembering it every day of the week. And don't get it mixed up from other days. Ki bezachreinu oto tamid, yizkar ma'aseh breishis b'chol eis. By remembering the days of the week, in this way, we constantly remember ma'aseh breishis, that Hashem created the world in 7 days. V'node b'chol eisha yesh la'olam bore. And we thank, whenever we say, what's today, Yom Shlishi b'Shabbos, we're recognizing there was a creator that created the world in 7 days. We're thanking that there is a creator. And he commanded us regarding this os of Shabbos. Right, so that's a yisod gadol, that we don't say separate names because we want to connect to Shabbos. Good. The Maariv Chayes here wonders. Just he lives at Betzarachian. The Maariv Chayes here wonders. Just find his comment. Maariv Chayes here says the da the shitas haramban parshas bo do mitzvah say to zachos yom shabbos more she mitzvah say men atar limnos seder yemei hashavua rishon sheni v'shlishi v'yem kain madua be'emes lo nizkar minyan yemei hashavua b'torah achrei she mitzvah say limnos kain. Now that we've said that the Ritva and the Ramban say that it's a mitzvah to use this counting days of the week, so why doesn't the Torah mention it? The Torah mentions the 6th month. The Torah mentions the 8th month. The Torah doesn't mention the 4th day of the week. Right? You would think that if it's such a great idea to count that way, so fine. The Torah doesn't give names of days of the week, so why doesn't the Torah at least tell us what day of the week did Yosef get out of jail? You know, what day of the week did this happen? Did that happen? The Torah never says it. So interesting, he just leaves the Betzarachian. If it's such a mitzvah, then why doesn't the Torah use that counting? Okay, number one. Related to this is the tshuva of the Rivash. Right? Because our Gemara says, again, that it never uses days of the week, and we just discussed what about Maisa Brachos. The Rivash, a Talmud of the Ran, one of the Rishonim, the Rivash in Siman Kuf Yud Zayin, has a case that there was a mistake in a get. there was a get given, and the date was the date. It said Tuesday. It said Yom Gimel Yud Zayin B'Chodesh Av, Tuesday the 17th of Av. The problem is that Tuesday was the 19th of Av, so there was a mistake. So when was this get given? Was it given on the 17th, which was really Sunday, right? And then this get is what's called get meuchar, a get with a delayed date, which is not as problematic. Or was his get given on Tuesday, but Tuesday was really Yutes, but it says Yud Zayin, which was really Sunday's date, and therefore this is what's called a get muktam, right? It's a get with an earlier date, which is pasul. Can't put an earlier date, because that's pasul. So does the fact that it says Tuesday, does that help you, hurt you in any way? The date given, Yud Zayin, was Sunday, but the get was given on Tuesday. That's what the get says. Via Marta, so the Rivash says to the questioner, Sheroi Lachush begets at the pasul, though you're telling me that it's a pasul get, because this has the, even though it says that the in Gittin you have to write, right, Matiknu Zman beget, but Kancha Zman Akasabahu betos, Shere Bevadai, Yom Gimel Lohaya Yud Zayin Lachodeshav, was that right, the pasul? You messed up in the date. Right, because the day of the week and the day of the month do not match. So this get is a problem. So he says, Shuva kalaposkim zal hiskimu lifsol get muktam. Right, everyone holds that a get muktam is a problem. The Rambam Shita, which we're not going into now, which it must be discussed, is that even a get meuchar is a problem, but with a later date. But that's the Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin in the first parak. But everybody agrees that muktam is a problem because that the Gemara says, because then you could prevent certain realities if somebody was mezane or peiros, different reasons. But either way, we pass going to get muktam as possible. V'lachein aget hazeh shenechta v'nechta v'nimsar biyutes yamim l'chodesh av. We assume it was given on the 19th, which was Tuesday. V'kasu v'get zman oliyud zayin l'chodesh av v'adeh muktam u pasul. So the Ritvash said it's possible. Aval. One second, but maybe the fact that it says Tuesday, does that help you? Maybe it was really given on Tuesday, which is Yutes. And it says, is that going to have any effect? The fact that you wrote the day of the week doesn't have any effect, says the Rivash. Even if it was not written, the Ainsman Kosav Batara Sheyia Lemea Shabbos. How do you know it has no effect? Because the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Gimel. Our Gemara says the Torah doesn't write days of the week. So you see, days of the week aren't important in terms of mentioning. And therefore the Rivash says, there's no, that doesn't, not Mala, not Morid. I just think this get was given on Tuesday, and it has the date on Sunday, and therefore it is Mukta. Sorry, the Shulchan Aruch, Ebenezer Kuf Chavav. Ebenezer Kuf Chavav and Choshe Mishpat Mem Gimel. So this is the Rivash. The question is also on the Rivash. The Gemara says the Torah doesn't mention the days of the week. Does that mean that in our documents, days of the week don't have any significance? Right. Sometimes the Gemara says Lashon Torah Lachud, Lashon Bnei Adam Lachud. How we behave and how is written in the Torah, you know, could be different, but the Rivash compares the two. But the Shulchan Aruch and Eben Ezer in Kuf Chavav Sif Mem Aleph in Hilchas Gittin Tzarech Lichtov Tzarei Amutar Mem Aleph. Where is it? This is the if I could one second, let me just find it. Kuf Chavav Chaf Aleph. I'm sorry, Kuf Chavav Chaf Aleph. In my akasiv berevi'i esrim yom liyarach shvat. If it says Wednesday, the 20th day of Shvat, v'dileg v'lo kasav b'shavis. It just says revi. It doesn't say revi b'shavis. Just says revi esrim yom. V'gam yom revi'i haya chafalov l'shvat. And what if it was the wrong date? V'hu kasav esrim haget kasher. The Shulchan Aruch quotes, the get is kasher. The get is kasher in that case. V'yesh choshishin uposlim b'ki agavna, and the Rama quotes the Rivash. The Rama quotes the Rivash that it is a problem. It is a problem. But the Shulchan Aruch quotes that maybe the day of the week could help you out. the Beis Shmuel quotes, Hatam Avur B'Tshuva, he quotes from the Tshuva Sarash, B'Ravi Ein Sovel Pirish Acher Ela B'Ravi B'Shabbos. You don't have to write the word B'Shabbos, because what else does Ravi mean? It must mean Wednesday. Tazman HaChodesh Kasav Acharkach. U'Masha Kasav Be'esrim. What do you mean? It was the 21st, and it says the 20th. Ech Shash Mishum Muktam. Mishum Demuchach Shu Ta Sofer. The fact that you wrote the day of the week, so people know what the date was, so the fact that you wrote an earlier date, is clear that that was a mistake. And you're not going to come rely on this ged as a muktam. And that's the whole problem with having an earlier date, because you're going to come rely on it and act based on the earlier date. But the fact that it says here, the day of the week, that has significance. People are going to realize that the date written was too early, and you're not going to worry about the day of the week. And the day of the month, the day of the week is going to rule the day. To revi'i, e'ef shalios, ela b'chaf aleph. People know what day of the week it was. Sometimes people get messed up with the day of the month. But generally, we know what day of the week it is. V'ayin, the problem is, if you look in Choshe Mishpat, the Shulchan Aruch there quotes this also, in the other Hilchos Shtaros, and there the Ramah doesn't say a word. V'ayin b'choshe Mishpat, v'im nem gimel, v'pasak adeyazu. V'kan l'ninget chashash. The Ramah is machmir l'chadchila, like this rivash, by get, but not by other Shtaros. So that's interesting why he does that. The Shach and Choshe Mishpat is bothered by that. Here the Beis Shmuel talks about it, but that is in terms of the weekday. Let's just ride. We have a couple of minutes. Let's talk a little bit about the years. What about the our Gemara again was about the days of the week. What about years? Secular years. Again, a big topic. Let's just mention a couple of ideas. Is there any problem with writing the secular year? Why? Because saying, right, 2021, what is that count towards? That's something Christian. Right? Maybe it counts towards the birth of Yeshu, of Jesus. So what is that appropriate? We're not supposed to do that. So if you look at the Maram Shik, within this sugya has a famous tshuva, Maram Shik in Yerodeh, Sim Kufay and Aleph, he says it's terrible. Right? This is a violation of, you're not allowed to say anything to make an idolater think of his idolatry. Right? You're not allowed to do that. And therefore, mentioning this are going to make people think of Osul Ish, of Jesus, because this saying the year, 2021 to what? Oh, so it's going to make them think. So you're not allowed to, I'll meet you by this church. One is not allowed to mention. So says he's talking about writing the English date on a kever, right? That's the context of the Maram Shik. That's his tshuva. He says, Mashaasu osha kasu mispar shonim kederach hachadoshim gam kein baloshin laz ze avera kfulo muchupelas. It's terrible. The mispar hachadoshim shalom ena muchudavin lispar yud beiz mashasimu be mispar shonim lemispar notzri l'dayti ze iser daraisa shari betara parshas mishpatim no mar v'shem elohim achirim lo saskiru. Don't mention names of other gods. V'yamar chachamim v'chin kasu aposkim to osur lo malach aveiro hamten libisad avodazor ploni. Wait for me by the side of this statue. Umi denakat baloshin hif. If you just hint to it, gamkein bechala iser. So therefore, says the Maram Shik, the Talmud of the Chasam Sofer, I think it is terrible. Lo yishama al picha, it should not be mentioned. Fine. And if you look at the Chasam Sofer also, his Rebbe seems to say that it's a problem because not mentioning 5782, so you're kind of denying that there is a Bori. Just like we said, mentioning the days of the week, in terms of the numbers, acknowledge that there is a Bori Olam. Using a different dating system than to Brias HaOlam, that's denying the Bori. So both Rebbe and Talmud are against such a thing. But the Minag HaOlam, and what many poskim say, is that it is not a problem. Rav Avadi Yosef mentions in Yerodeah, Chela Gimel Simentes, number one, it doesn't seem to really correspond to his birth. There's a mess up in the numbers. Doesn't really correspond to the exact date that they say. Ki nira, ki shim kosvi atarech alozi in. Number one, doesn't correspond. And number two, how many people think of what it's counting towards? How many Christians, how many non-Jews, you say the date, how many of them think of what it's counting from? Even the really from ones. The date is just a numbering system. It's a numbering system. It's not bringing anything into their mind. They're not thinking that. People just write that. Because Chazal say the number is messed up anyway. B'yad HaChoshvim came. V'yavim Timsalam HaShol V'nirish HaKon HaDenosim K'yiz Parim Zuhi L'Lidus Oso Eish. And even though that's their kavana, V'kom Yishakosiv HaTarech HaLo Aziv Basur Ditu Azil, V'kom HaKom Hol V'ein Kavanas HaLof Tov HaTarech HaMufursam Yoser, Ein Baza Isser. There's no Isser if that's not your kavana. And the Tis Eliezer writes, and Chelik Dalet Simen Yud Dalet. And even if people mistakenly believe things, that's not my job, to prevent people to mistakenly believe things. And most people don't think of anything, especially Rav Avadia says, if you write the Hebrew year along with the English year, then clearly you're saying the English year is just because of practical purposes. But I believe in the Hebrew year, you know, that for sure would be okay. But that's the minhag olam to write it. Some posts are machmir, maybe you don't write the whole thing, you just write the last two numbers. You don't write the thousands and the hundreds. Some people just write the last two numbers, maybe that's better, but again, mikra din, even writing the whole number is okay. What about the months, the secular months? That's also a fascinating discussion in the poskim. Rav Ovadia says that the months are worse. Why? Because the Ramban says, that same Ramban and the same Ritva here in our sugya says, counting, just like the days of the week, if you use numbers, that's good because you're counting towards Shabbos. By months, you also have to use numbers because it's counting to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Nisan is the first month of Yetzias Mitzrayim, right? El is the sixth month of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So you should dafka use numbers. Right, and if not, it's a bittul of the Ramban and the Ritva that you should count towards Yetzias Mitzrayim. Right, if you write this is the first month, no, Nisan is the first month. Other poskim say exactly the opposite. The Tzitz Eliezer writes, he thinks other poskim say that maybe whether names. According to Rav Avadia, calling any other month by the numbers is a problem. But according to him, using the names of months is not such a problem. January, February, March, because that's not a violation of numbering towards something other than Yetzias Mitzrayim. Other poskim, the Tzitz Eliezer, and some other poskim say maybe exactly the opposite. Maybe numbers are better because the names of the months, some of them are connected to the Greek gods. Right, except July and August, who are Julius and Augustus, those were added on afterwards. These used to be 10 months. And the last few, October is just 8, and November is 9, and December is 10. Dec is head. But the first few have to do with some of Avodah Zarah. But that's not clear. It's not clear whether that's true. They say May, June, July, and August are also, May and June are also names of kings. Lamaisa, there is a discussion about whether it's better to use names, better to use numbers. It's the minhag olam is to be mako, because again, we don't think about the names of the gods. Rav Schechter is quoted as saying that names seem to be better, because again, that we're not sure exactly where the names came from, so you could use the names, because nobody's thinking about the names of the Avodah Zarah. And if that's true, so then it's a good idea to use the names, because then you're not being mevatel, calling another month by a number. But again, the minhag olam is to write numbers also. But if somebody wants to be machmir on checks for this shita, you can write the actual name or just write an abbreviation, NOV, right, for November, or JAN. Then you're not writing the names, you're not writing the numbers, and it's all good in that way. Either way, these are some of the issues related to some of the secular months and days of the week. Okay, we'll stop here.